Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting piece about Bradley Tusk's move from traditional VC to an equity for services model. It's a fascinating shift.
Intriguing. So he's ditching the whole VC thing? What prompted this change?
Well, according to the article, the VC landscape has been pretty rough the past few years. High interest rates, plummeting startup valuations, and a stagnant IPO market have made it tough to see returns. Tusk mentioned not returning a single dollar to LPs in 4 years.
Wow, 4 years? That's a long time. The article mentions Trump too, right? What's the connection there?
Yeah, there was hope that Trump's policies would revitalize the VC scene, but his unpredictable moves, like the trade wars, created too much uncertainty. Tusk himself expressed skepticism about the benefits of trade wars.
I see. So, this equity for services model, tell me more.
It's actually a return to his roots. He's going back to what he loves, helping startups navigate the tricky waters of regulation and government affairs. Remember his work with Uber back in 2010? That was a prime example of this model in action.
Right. He helped them navigate those early regulatory hurdles. But is this new approach really more lucrative than traditional VC?
Tusk claims it is. He says keeping 100% of the proceeds from equity rather than splitting it with LPs after recouping investments and fees is more profitable. He actually uses the phrase shortcut to describe it. Plus, he gets to focus on the work he enjoys.
Interesting. Although, I wonder if this model is scalable. Can he really provide enough value to enough companies to match the potential returns of a successful VC fund?
That's a valid point. It's a different kind of leverage for sure. With traditional VC, you're betting on multiple horses, hoping one becomes a unicorn. With this, it's more about consistent wins with individual companies. Time will tell which strategy proves more effective in the long run.
Absolutely. What happens to his existing VC fund?
The article states that Tusk Venture Partners will continue supporting its portfolio companies until the fund cycle ends in 2031, so they're not abandoning their existing commitments.
Got it. It's definitely a bold move by Tusk. I'm curious to see how this plays out for him and the broader VC landscape.
Me too. It'll be interesting to see if other VCs follow suit. This could potentially disrupt the traditional model. Thanks for joining this discussion, and until next time, goodbye.
Goodbye.